Talking tech now on this Tech Tuesday. This is Bill Wills. Agent Derek Meister, Geek Squad, checks in. Morning, Derek.
Morning, Bill.
Smartphones. So much news about Apple. I want to focus on what BlackBerry, though, is doing. And there, you know, I don't want you to endorse one product over another. That's not really your role. But at least let's admit, there are people that just can't do without a BlackBerry. No matter what you show them an option, it's got to be the BlackBerry, right?
Yeah, there's absolutely people that have been using BlackBerry for literally, you know, over a decade at this point. And they were really for a lot of people, especially business-oriented types, they're pretty much, you know, one of their most earliest smartphones for a lot of those people.
Later this year, BlackBerry will introduce the BlackBerry Classic, an updated BlackBerry smartphone. Feature a traditional keyboard, trackpad, physical navigation keys that were on the earlier BlackBerries, all the things that BlackBerry users love. They're kind of going back to the basics, I guess.
Yeah, and they're making sure that they still provide a lot of those very important features for people for whom email, messaging, texting, that sort of thing are very important. Another really great example is the BlackBerry Passport. It's really kind of interesting because you could look at it as either a really large smartphone or really more of a tablet. One of the things that a lot of people really like about the BlackBerries is that they still are one of the very ardent supporters of a physical keyboard on both phones as well as that BlackBerry Passport.
We will post a couple of links at willsandsnyder.com. that Derek has for you. If you're thinking about the decision as far as a BlackBerry or an iPhone, there are some things about why choosing a BlackBerry in the age of the iPhones and the Androids, why you would want to go that route, right?
Yeah, there's some interesting things, especially with the Passport. For example, it actually supports, they're claiming, up to 30 hours of battery life through normal use. Obviously, if you're on the go a lot, you know, that battery life is really going to be the most important things for you. Some of the other interesting things about the phone, it actually has a square screen that's about 4.5 inches, 1440 by 1440. It's kind of a little bit bigger, a little more screen space available, especially for editing documents like your office apps on the go, websites, emails, that sort of thing. So also, you know, like we said, the physical keyboard is going to be great for all those messaging and emails. Also, you're going to have certain other features. It has a personal assistant feature in there, the voice command stuff that you know a lot of people are kind of getting used to with their phones. But it also supports certain enterprise features, the BlackBerry Messenger, BlackBerry Enterprise Server, other features that you know, it's one of those things that if you're very much used to that, that's definitely kind of the phone you're going to want to get. The other nice thing, though, is that BlackBerry has actually started to support Android apps. So you're not just stuck with any of the apps that are just for BlackBerry. This particular device is actually going to come with the Amazon App Store with all those Amazon Android apps. It's going to have that App Store built right into it, so you're going to have immediate access to those right on that phone.
They got the phone listed at $599 without a contract, a little less than what Apple's pricing there. They don't have the pricing info as far as if you go with the contract yet. But, you know, for some, if you know, you had the BlackBerry, you got frustrated, it lost email, all the problems, you went to the iPhone, and now you're, you know, with the upgrade or whatever, you got another decision to make. Maybe it's time to look at the BlackBerry again then, I guess.
Yeah, and it's not just the BlackBerry that you can look out there. Obviously, you know, everybody knows about the Android phones and the iOS phones at this point. You also might want to check out the Windows phones. Those are really great if you are just very integrated into Microsoft products, especially with the Microsoft Enterprise solutions out there. Their phones are also another great solution for those people looking for something that's a little bit more business-oriented. But the BlackBerry still has those reasons. Like I said, really one of the big things that some people are just very obsessed over is that physical keyboard. So it's definitely just something to kind of keep in mind, especially for those users that, you know, they kind of grew up with BlackBerry and are really used to it.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. We'll put up some links. Give me a little bit of time here, and we'll put them up at willsandsnyder.com. You can follow up and look at some of the links and some of the research, some of the pieces that Derek's put up there for you to look at when it comes to what you're going to choose as far as your next smartphone, at least the option of the BlackBerry. Good stuff. Derek, I appreciate it. Have a great day, okay?
You too.